This is Mike Roth. Welcome to the Open Forum in the Villages podcast. In this show, we're going to talk to leaders in the community, leaders of clubs, and interesting folks who live here in the Villages to give perspective of what's happening here in the Villages and information that I think all villagers should have. We hope to add a new episode every Friday morning at 9 o'clock.
This is Mike Roth, here today on episode number 4 of Open Forum in the Villages. I'm here with John Case. John, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Good. Before we get started, let me remind the users that there is a support button at the bottom of the screen where you can click to get early access to shows like this, as well as some bonus material for $5 a month on PayPal. John, we're here today to talk about Boomer Humor, but before we do that, why don't you tell us a little bit about your past before you came to the Villages two years ago?
Yeah, I've been a resident here about 2 years and spent a career in electrical engineering up in Pennsylvania for 42 years. And that is a very great and rewarding career, but the creativity side of it is sort of lacking. So I've always gravitated towards doing art, graphic arts. I'm a musician. I play guitar, write. And I have been looking for something in the Villages that would open a gateway to some type of comedy outlet, where I've always had the idea that I could either do stand-up or sketch comedy. And that kind of opportunity is what I would like to have and be part of here in the Villages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we noticed a couple of months ago that there was no club in the Villages totally dedicated to comedy in all its forms. And I think your Boomer Humor idea will really take off. What do you really want to accomplish in this Boomer Humor Club?
I think the initial goal will be to get people to come out to either participate or to be audience members and to share with us and each other what they find funny, what they'd like to try, what they'd like to see. And in every kind of democracy, there has to be a leader. So I think the leaders of Boomer Humor will try to steer something together where we could actually craft a show. So that would probably consist of sketch comedy routines, stand-up comedy routines, musical parody and comedy, maybe some improv comedy. And we try to stew that together and maybe make it into something presentable that certainly would entertain us and make us laugh, but that also possibly would serve an audience at some point.
Good. And just to remind our listeners that the next Boomer Humor meeting is coming up this Friday, May 13th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at Bacall. This is actually the second meeting of Boomer Humor. The first one happened in April, and then there was two meetings that got canceled due to COVID. And now we're going to be back in full force. John, what kind of background do you have growing up in the 60s and 70s that led you on this path towards humor?
Well, as a young child, preteen age in that time frame, I'm 61 years old, so I was born in 60. And the television in our home was the entertainment capital of the world. Everything came into us via that television. The high points of that were for me and my family. We liked the comedy variety shows like Hollywood Palace or the Carol Burnett Show, or even The Honeymooners, which was sketch-based comedy. And those kind of shows and those kind of programs gave us all, as a family, quite a bit of laughter. And that just got deep into my bones. I was the youngest of three children, so I was always striving for attention. And laughter seemed the best avenue. Mm-hmm. If I could make my family laugh, I certainly could get through to somebody. And that kind of got into my DNA. But those shows and those programs are so vivid in my mind that I remember those things. And even going into the 70s, when I was a teenager, age 15, that's when Saturday Night Live launched on the mm-hmm. NBC network. And that was a earth-shattering moment for people of my age and that demographic, where someone who was very close, you know, it wasn't Carol Burnett and Tim Conway and Harvey Korman, it was John Belushi and Gilda Radner and Chevy Chase. They were speaking directly to the youth of America, and in a way that just entertained us and really got into our system. We would spend Monday mornings at high school after those programs just rehashing them and going over them.
Yeah, I remember one of the first Saturday Night Live episodes that really caught me and caught my imagination. It was John Belushi doing the Samurai Taylor.
Oh, I remember that one vividly. I believe Buck Henry was the host. Mm-hmm. And he turned to the Samurai Taylor and looked down at his pants and said, is it possible you could put a fly in my trousers? And Belushi reared back with his samurai sword and boom, blackout. Great, great sketch.
Yeah. But Belushi was an extremely funny fellow. And I'm sure we have people here in the villages who are funny as Belushi and looking for an outlet to perform. Can they show up without any pre-reservations on the 13th?
Yes. I think what Boomer Humor can offer, certainly a first-timer, is we're going to sit and talk for a bit and just talk about things that we find funny and things that we think we could get up in front of each other and do to make each other laugh. I mean, I would have no problem someone coming in and say, I think that Tim Conway sketch with Harvey Korman when he's a newly trained dentist is one of the classics. Could we like recreate that? And we absolutely could. We could absolutely use that as our inspiration to put maybe a shorter, smaller, simpler version of that out. And if we can make ourselves laugh with that, then I think we can make others as well.
I know there's several of us working on a version of a dentist skit. There are several that we could perform.
Absolutely.
When you were growing up, what kind of comedy albums were you listening to?
My comedy albums started with Bill Cosby, transformed to George Carlin, which transformed to Cheech and Chong. So those three, I think I probably had close to every album of each of those artists. That was part of the soundtrack of my youth. Mm-hmm. Cosby's stand-up was classic. Carlin's was breaking new boundaries.
I loved it.
And Cheech and Chong were essentially sketch comics doing their albums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the Hippy Dippy Weatherman.
With all the Hippy Dippy Weatherman.
Yeah, we have a couple of them coming into us from Orlando. Are you working on your own stand-up comedy routine?
That is my long, medium, and short-term goals, Mike. I'm trying to see if I have what it takes for people that I've seen and listened to my entire life and have just thrilled me to death with the ability to do stand-up comedy. I always kind of felt I should try that because there might be a little bit of that in me. So I'm writing some ideas down and I'm practicing. Usually I'll try my wife out first and she'll give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down and then a couple of neighbors. And I'm crafting. I'd say I'd try to get a tight 5 minutes and I would love to be able to put that in front of the Boomer Humor group and get their feedback. I'm not quite there yet, but I'm getting there.
Good, good. And if anyone who's listening to this thinks they have a few jokes or even a routine, are they welcome on the 13th at 7 p.m. at Bacall?
Absolutely. What we want to use the Boomer Humor, I'll call general meetings, would be to bounce ideas off of each other, maybe work on crafting them into some shape or form, and giving each other positive feedback to tighten things up, take this part out, put that part in. I think it's almost a goal of taking those meetings and what we've able to generate from them and then come up with a performance out of that. So maybe if we have the next 6 meetings, probably 3 or 4 of those will be working on crafting things. Once we can get things crafted, then we could possibly start to rehearse them and see if we can make each other laugh.
Right, right. And people can do old routines, things like Abbott and Costello's Who's On First.
Absolutely. It's a word piece. You have to be sharp.
Right, right. But this is also a practice for them. So do they have to memorize something like Who's On First or can they actually read a script?
I think reading a script is part of any comedic actor's process. You have to be able to get the timing down. You have to be able to follow some direction, and you have to give your other actors an opportunity. You know, we're going with something in sketch comedy. So I think maybe we bring some scripts with us and we just kind of do a sit and a table read and see how it goes. See if we can just read the words on the page and make each other laugh or get a chuckle. And that usually is a good indication we might be on something.
Well, that's good. The meetings are going to be regularly held at Bacall.
That's correct. And that would be on the second and fourth Friday of the month going forward. And it's from 7 to 9 p.m.
Do people have to make a reservation?
No, we'll have a guest sign-in sheet for those that are interested. We certainly would like to get your contact information, if for no other reason than to keep you in the loop when we've got things scheduled, if we have a schedule change, maybe some suggestions of things to bring, an idea to jot down or note. And if that is just you coming in from finding out about us, that's great. We would love to have them.
Good.
Remember, our next episode will air live next Friday at 9 a.m., or should I say pre-recorded, but that's when it'll be released on our regular subscriptions. Bonus subscribers can get early access to episodes. Should you want to become a sponsor of the show, contact me at mikeroth@rothvoice.com. If you know someone that you think should be on the show, send me an email at mike@rothvoice.com. I want to thank everyone for listening to the show. The content of the show is copyright by Roth Voice 2022, all rights reserved.